Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. And I want to thank Oligo Professional for being our wonderful sponsors and delivering the most innovative products to this industry. Yes, ma'am. And guess what? Today is a special day for the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. Skirt! Wait a second. Did y'all catch that? Nina Tullio's name was not up in that mix of that intro, but don't get it twisted. Get it braided. Nina Tullio is here with me today, and she is a former salon owner and stylist. 24 years of credibility in this industry, the motivational speaker of this industry, a business coach. Her true passion is leading people. She is the Oligo Professional Business Education Ambassador, my podcast wifey, my best friend. Hi, Nina. I know I freaked everyone out, but today is a special day.
I am so excited to be the guest of this podcast today. This is a first where I'm actually a guest, and I'm really excited just to kind of talk about what we're going to be talking about and really getting deep on some topics that I know are important to you, but also very, very important and very something I'm very passionate about. So thank you so much for having me today.
I love it, but I will have I have a confession.
What?
I don't feel good not saying my girl Nina. Like, it just felt so weird, but I fully committed because we wanted to freak everyone out. But today is such a magical day because, Nina, one thing I want to say is this topic that we're talking about today is so important. Because I feel like everyone in the industry tries to run as far away from this topic, but still wonder why they're not being successful. So your credibility in this industry of being an owner, a stylist, you've been through it like everyone listening. And we're talking about money today. We're getting deep into money. So I'm super pumped. And do you want to jump right into it?
I'm ready to go. Let me tell you something. Let me come back as the co-host. This is one of those things that we have to just become so comfortable with.
Yes.
So now, especially during our time of what we're going through this past year of 2020, people's eyes are becoming more open. And yes. I want to make sure that I am providing the information because I do come from a space of experience, as you will learn.
Yes.
When we talk about it. And it is something that we don't have to be uncomfortable with. So, you know, people are talking about it more. And I think we just kind of need to dive into it and let's get people uncomfortable so then they can get comfortable.
Let's go. So my first question, I think this is so extremely important and I'm so excited for everyone to find out, you know, really what fuels your motivation every single day to show up on the gram, on different platforms as the business ambassador of Oligo, just everything that you lead with your company is, you know, why is talking about money so important for everyone to embrace? Like, why is it so important?
Well, it's important because it's a huge facet of the actual business side of our industry. So if you want to run a successful company, you have to know your numbers, and that includes money and finances, right? So if we kind of turn a blind eye and we don't pay attention to it, we just kind of hope like, oh, everything's okay. I've got money coming in, but things are going out. Like, I'll just kind of ride with it.
Right.
The more aware we are and the more we pinpoint where we're doing very well financially and where we're struggling, the more balanced we can become and, you know, work through those challenges. You know, the other thing that is important too is understanding that the relationship that you have with money really contributes in a huge way, in the way that you talk about money with your guests behind the chair. And so part of my Make That Money course and also my Synergy course, the beginning of it is really discovering your relationship with money and really going back and understanding the things that have shaped your relationship with money. And I can tell you, and part of my story and journey, and if you've taken a live class with me, you may have heard this story, but you know, I come from nothing. You know, my family didn't have money growing up, and we were, you know, my dad worked, very traditional Italian family. So my dad worked full time. My mom was a stay-at-home mom to four kids. And it wasn't until I was about maybe 5 or 6, and keep in mind, my oldest brother is 55. So we have about a 14-year age difference.
Right,
so until I was about 6, that my mom actually started to work in a restaurant. And she was a bartender for a while, and she was a server, and then she became a general manager to one of the restaurants in Bethlehem. And so she started to kind of like take her power back, I think, you know, as a woman. And so I was still young, but even though she was still working and my dad was also working, we still struggled. We didn't have money. It was living check to check. And I think growing up with that allowed me to kind of fall into a very scarcity mindset, which a lot of us live in that place. And as I'm working through a lot of stylists in my course, a lot of us work from that fearful and scarcity place where we're like, oh my God, I didn't have that growing up. I didn't have that even in my, you know, early teens or in my, you know, 20s. So I need to keep all of that. Or, you know, I didn't have that growing up. And so now that means that I have to keep all of the clients in my chair, even if they don't fit with me, even if they can't pay my prices, even if they don't value my work. So these things really affect us. And I think that the more comfortable we become with looking at our past history and why we have the relationship with money, that's the first start, the better off that we become talking about it, communicating it with guests in terms of like consultation. I think that it becomes comfortable. And it becomes a part of your actual business.
Oh, wow. And I want to dig a little bit deeper with you, because I think this will really explode everyone to really dive deep, because this is the message that I'm getting from what you just said, is that before we can respect money, we have to respect ourselves and our walk, right? Our relationship with money has to be healthy.
Right.
What do you feel like was one of your most awakening moments in realizing money, in your relationship with money? Like, what was that defining factor in your life that you looked at money a different way?
So there was a very pivotal moment when I was about 16 years old, and I already started working at the restaurant. So we all worked at the restaurant that my mom worked at, my brothers, my sister, and I. And I was already a hostess at the restaurant. And it was a really rough time because my mom and dad had already separated at the time. So they got divorced when I was about 14. So it was about 2 years later. And even though my mom and dad, we still live close. We lived like I could walk to my dad's house from where we moved to. And they were married for about 30 years before the divorce happened. I remember 2 years after the divorce, my dad coming to our apartment and, you know, him and I not really having the best relationship at that time. It was very strained. But him coming to the apartment saying that he lost his job, he was laid off from his job at that time. And I remember him asking me to borrow $20. And I was 16 years old, and he came to my apartment, which he would never do. And I remember at the time, because I was a kid, that my first instinct and just being a very empathic person was to say, oh my God, like, how do I help you? Right? How do I serve you as my dad? And it kind of made me feel really sorry and bad for him. And then I remember like, oh my God, let me grab the money. Like, no problem. Of course. Like, do you need more? And then I remember thinking about that. And it wasn't till years later, even when I started to have my own salon, I opened up my salon, I believe I was 27. And I started to think about, this is when the money stuff started crashing down on me.
Yes.
And I started to think about that day, about my dad coming to me, and that day shifted the way that the person that I was, to be very honest. It shifted the way that I thought, because every decision that I made, every thought that I had about my business and what if I fail and, you know, all the fear that creeps in, I would always say to myself, I am never going to be my dad asking somebody else or my children at the time, you know, I was early on in my 20s. Yeah. I don't ever want to be that person asking for $20. And so it really was a driving force for me to become successful and to become driven and stay motivated and focused, because I didn't ever want to be that person where I couldn't support myself
or provide
for myself, right? So that was the good that came from it, right? It really woke me up in a sense, but it also damaged me in a lot of ways in the relationship that I had with money, because it made me feel that I had to literally work 750 hours a week, because what if I would go back to the place of not having money again? And right. that what if I would get to the point where I would fail and I would be that person? So it really created a lot of pressure. So it was kind of did like a dual purpose, and it hit me at different points in my life. But that was the driving force for me. Like, you guys know, you follow me, you heard my story. I almost closed my business twice within the first 5 years. Yeah. I had $90,000 of debt. That was because of the relationship that I had with money. Those were my choices. Those were my mistakes that I made to spend and charge and shop and try to fill a void. And so it was because of that relationship that I allowed myself to get into those situations, and I had to pull myself out of it. So almost like the same thing that kind of got me there was the same thing that allowed me to be pulled and extracted, yes. You know, if that makes any sense.
It absolutely makes sense. And I totally relate. And we talk about this, like I work still to this day, like I'm broke, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to be broke.
Yes.
And in my early 20s to my late 20s, I would make the money and blow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like it wasn't counterproductive, right? Like I worked hard for the money, but then I let it go to all this other stuff, mm-hmm. because I filled the void of right. something else within me.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you have to work, and this is what we're saying is you have to work on yourself first,
mm-hmm.
in your relationship with yourself and the trauma that you may have had growing up, and then your relationship with money, like you accept it, you receive it.
Right.
It's important. You don't want to go back. So how do we clear that all up to make sure that we're like getting to the next level? And I'm so thankful you always remain to be truthful and vulnerable. And it inspires me every single day, Nina. And
oh, thank you.
That like shook me.
Well, yeah,
like just hearing about your
my
father
God.
Again.
Like, I'm almost on the verge of that. And we're going back. I mean, I'm 42 years old. You know, when right. you think about your actual childhood, it truly shapes you. And so from 16 to 42, I'm still working on this shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm at a different place with it. You know, my father has since passed, which is now another layer to it. But I also feel very thankful for that gift. You know, I felt like, okay, my dad couldn't be the dad that I wanted him to be, but he gave me a very special gift. And that gift was him coming to my apartment and asking me for $20, because it allowed me to stay hungry. It allowed me to stay humble. It allowed me to be a hard worker. And it allowed me to understand the value of it and the value of money. Now, I got a little lost along the way, right? Because when I started to make money in my salon, after the 5 years was up, and my, you know, horrible decision-making, I took accountability for myself and my mistakes, and I was able to turn that business around, and we started making really great money. Then I went to the other side where I started spending frivolously, because now I'm like, before it was like, oh my God, I don't have any, what am I going to do? And now it's like, oh my God, I have it, what am I going to do? And so I went through this weird thing where I started spending money and, you know, didn't really care about saving and all the things that we really should be doing. But the point of this whole thing is that everything that you hear from me, that I speak and that I'm vulnerable and I talk about things that I've been through, this is my life. And so if I can help someone not feel the pain and not feel the fear of what it feels like to almost lose your business, to almost lose your team, you know, to almost lose everything in your business and what you've worked so hard for, that's why I'm here. That's my why. To answer your question, that's why I show up. That's why I show up every day. It's for you, everybody who's listening, and for my audience that shows me love and support every single day. If I could limit the pain of someone making those mistakes, I will lay my heart out, because that's just why my purpose here is to serve. That's my purpose in life. And I get to do it in a beautiful industry.
Yes. So that's a perfect segue for us to pivot now into everyone listening. If you are a salon owner or a suite owner, even someone who is commissioned, because all of us need to be thinking in a business mindset of money, and you all have the opportunity to grow your life with all of that. So let's talk about tips and tricks of ways that we can all grow on the topic of money. Are you ready? Let's get into it.
Ready.
So first of all, if someone is opening up their business, if someone is living in their business, why do numbers matter?
Well, numbers matter because the numbers tell the story of your business. So the numbers never lie, right? If you give me your numbers as a salon owner, suite owner, renter, and you give me your numbers, I can tell you a story of what your business has been like for the past year. And we utilize the numbers because they're facts. We base our business on facts. And so if we're not paying attention to it, that means that we're not gaining factual information to continue to build the business. And if you also know me, you know I love me some Marcus Lemonis, who has the show called The Profit. And he always says, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And so my recommendation is to, it's okay to be scared. I was so scared to look at my numbers and so scared to do my bookkeeping and then hire someone to do my bookkeeping, but still be, you know, on top of it. I was so scared because I didn't want to see the shit show that I caused, right? Yeah. So if you're nervous, it's okay, but you have to step outside your comfort zone because you will then have a better relationship with your business, which means more growth, means more revenue, could mean more profit. So you only can build your business based on your facts. So that's why it's important, period.
So I love that. And I love, like, you know, numbers don't lie. And it's so true. And I have that, like, in the beginning, I was like, I don't even want to know. Because I don't even want to know what's going out the door. But once I knew what was going out the door and what was coming in the door, I could really just navigate and stand strong in my numbers to say, okay, this is where my loose ends are. This is where I can have some fun and play around with. And this is where we need to reprogram everything. Mm-hmm. But before we lead into that conversation, what are some tips for, you know, salon owners, suite owners, and stylists out there, what are some tips for them to embrace the numbers? Like, okay, so now we know we need to be woke on the numbers.
Right.
How can we calm our souls down to embrace them?
So, I mean, really the first thing is understanding what your budget and your percentages should be every single month. So when you know a budget, that's your benchmark. Now you know, okay, I'm over or I'm under, right? So at least if you know where you are, I'm always like, and you know, I say this to you, as long as I know where I stand, I'm good. Yeah. I don't live in gray area. So gray area would be, I don't have a budget.
Yes.
So if I'm over or under, I have no clue. Right. So my first piece of advice would be to really understand, and this is stuff that I coach to and I talk to, it's understanding your percentages. Like for my commission salon owner, rent percentage, 8% or less. For my suite owners, renters, rent should be no more than 12%, 12% or less. So I have a whole structure that is laid out on what your budget should be. Once you know that, if you're over, it's okay because we could fix it. There are ways to fix it. It's just that when you don't know, then you can't fix it. So that would be my first thing. The other thing I would recommend is to start to pay attention to your revenue and your top line sales that are coming in your business every single day. So it's not saying like, ooh, I hope that we hit, you know, 40,000 this month. It should be no. In order for us to hit 40,000 this month, we have to do this much per week, this much per day, this much per hour, per stylist. So now it's breaking it down small. That would be another tip. So really paying attention to those numbers and top line sales every day. And my third tip would be is to know what your break-even number is in your business. Whether you're a suite owner, renter, or commission owner, or team-based, you have to know what that break-even number is. And what I mean by that is what your business just needs to make to operate, just to open the doors, cover the utilities, cover the payroll, cover supplies. And that will make you feel so much better if you know that break-even number. So all you have to do is add up all of your expenses, just to open the doors. So it is the things like your software, your utilities, oil, gas, your payroll, your supplies, very important, obviously insurance, things like that. Add all of that up and say, okay, this is what I need to bring in per month. This is what we need to bring in per week. And this is what we have to do per day. That will give you peace of mind, yes, instead of living in fear with the hopes that we just make it. So those are my top three.
I love those top threes. And when you really listen to this, what Nina just told us about the top three, you know, tips on that, it's all about structure and foundation. Mm-hmm. And before you even, you know, open the doors, it's like kind of understanding that. And I want you to talk about why it's important to, you know, embrace a coach, embrace someone who will be a mentor in that sense. Because I was 24 when I opened my business and I had no clue what I was doing. And I know you were young in your 27s and like, you think you would know, mm-hmm, through like managing and all of that. But then all of a sudden you open a door to a salon. Mm-hmm. And why is it important for someone to open the doors with a coach beside them?
So here's the thing. I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, I had two of the best mentors ever in our industry, incredibly, yeah, successful, incredibly smart, incredibly kind. So you would think that after all the time that I spent with them, 8 years, that I would have just like, was a breeze for me to open my business, right? However, I allowed my own insecurities, my own problems, my own relationship with money, my own fears, yes, allow me to make the decisions for my business that were not allowed me to, you know, have some challenges. So no one is ever too good, too experienced, too knowledgeable to have a coach. And I think that the more that you understand that having a coach and hiring a coach isn't a bad thing,
yes,
especially if you're just doing it for maintenance and being proactive in your business. Because look, people don't just hire me because they're struggling. People are like, hey, my business is doing really well and I want to make sure that we stay on track.
Yes.
And stay on target.
There.
Yes.
Yep.
So I think that, you know, really what you're doing when you hire a coach, whether it's me or somebody else that you gel with, is that you're saying, I want someone who I can share my thoughts and ideas with, who truly understands. I want someone to be my cheerleader. I want someone that I, yes, can share my thoughts and emotions with to let me know and reaffirm that what I'm doing is right. Because 9 times out of 10, salon owners know what they're doing, but they just question themselves. So I think looking at a coach, I mean, I have a coach, you know, I would say that I don't work with her as much as I used to, but I know you have a coach. I mean, we, yeah, all have to. And so look at it as a positive way of being proactive within your business.
Nina's my coach. Nina Tullio, honey. She's saved my life. We always talk about it. I'm like, I will be the one who stands on the mountaintop and is like, honey, why am I why am I successful in LA? It's because I'm dialed in, honey. And I know exactly what I need to make for a minute. It's like, so I know to navigate that, and that changed my life forever. And it's just like you being woke and like sharing your credibility and your experience and just getting into it. I want to kind of like shift a little bit. And this is more of like a broad statement, right? Rather than just money. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, now someone's working in their business, mm-hmm, they're like inside of it. What is the scary moments of the business, the things where they start to shift and go the wrong direction? What are like two or three situations where salon owners or suite owners get it wrong in their business? Now they feel like they're in it. Like, what are something across the board in the industry where they get it wrong? And now we're giving them tips to bring it back.
Sure. I mean, I think the number one thing is that it is just not being aware or mindful of what's happening in their business. So, yes, if we're talking about finances, and I'll talk more on a broad scale in a second, but just talking about finances, it's turning a blind eye.
Yes.
That's, I think, where a lot of people get it wrong. And I know because I lived in the space, yeah, so I get it. Your problems in your business will not fix themselves. So the more that you pay attention to them, the more you can put a plan of action in place. And, you know, so that would be number one, is not, you know, not paying attention or causing, turning a blind eye. The other thing I would say, you know, it is almost, there's two ways I could take this. It could be that spending money on marketing and advertising and spending money haphazardly that isn't bringing a return in on your investment. So not having a marketing strategy, you're just kind of like taking a stab in the dark, like, oh, well, they're doing Instagram ads. Let me do that. They're doing Facebook ads. Let me do that. They're doing, you know, print ads. Let me try. Like, it's becoming more dialed in. So I think it's coming up more with a marketing strategy instead of looking around and seeing what everybody else is doing. You've got to find what works best for your business and your demographic.
Oh, I love that. Hang on, stay there, because once we go a little bit further, we'll lose it. What is the system or the rhythm that a salon owner or a suite owner should reevaluate what you just said? Like, you need to have that rhythm of knowing your numbers. What's the time frame? When should they check back in? Like, what does that look like
in terms of knowing their numbers, in terms
knowing
of
their numbers and like staying glued in and all of that? Like, what is, should it be every quarter? If they're a newer business, should it be once a month? Should it be once a week? Like, how, what's the rhythm for checking your numbers?
Oh, so you should be running a profit and loss statement on your business or having a bookkeeper do it for you every single month.
Yes.
Every single month. So you're, as a business owner, you know, on the ground floor, you're looking at the numbers every day. You're seeing pre-booking percentages. You're looking at retention. You're looking about average ticket. You're doing all of the things, service sales every day, right? Every week. But every single month, you need to have a balance sheet and then also a profit and loss statement that's going to showcase, these are my top line sales, so gross revenue. These are all of my expenses. And then on the bottom is the net profit, which, by the way, then you got to pay tax on.
Yes.
So we have to understand that every month, like, we can't wait a quarter on this stuff. Every month you have to see, okay, my top line revenue for the month was $30,000. Boom. My expenses were $25,000. So I made $5,000 profit. Okay. So commission salon owners' average net profit right now is 8 to 8.5%. So if you're living in that space, great, but you still want to be able to reevaluate every month and say, damn it, I went over my supplies budget because it's only 6%. Now I need to dial it in because now I know that I overspent. So the reason why it's important to do it every month is because 3 months, there is no going back on those 3 months. You can't get that money back, but every month you can stay on top of it. You can stop the bleeding before it even starts. I'm just all about being proactive.
Oh, are you ready for this next? You don't even know this is coming. Oh, I just got like inspired. Can we talk about, can we talk about emotional discounting?
We can talk about
in your
that
business.
All day. Absolutely. Yes. So, you know that I had a class on emotional discounting, especially during COVID when this all was really hitting. And I think a lot of salon owners and hairstylists had a really wake up call, a real big wake up call, because they're like, you know what? I'm really struggling here and I'm giving everybody so much money off every single service that I'm over it. I can't even tell you the amount of DMs that I received from stylists that were like, I'm done. I'm over it. And so, here are some tips for you when it comes to emotional discounting. This also comes from your emotional home and space with your relationship with money. Very important, because I used to emotionally discount, but guess what? When I became a little bit more confident in myself and the way that I was leading and my brand and business and became clear, I stopped discounting because I knew my value. So my goal is to get you there a lot faster. So in terms of emotional discounting, the biggest way to reduce this is to have options. Instead of saying, and I have this conversation all the time, instead of telling Karen, when Karen tells you that she can't afford your $200 highlight today because she's on a budget, which is totally okay, your response shouldn't be going back to your emotional home of saying, oh, it's okay, Karen, don't worry, I'll do it at $150. your new response should be, it's okay, Karen, I totally get it. Everybody's on a budget. However, why don't we look into doing a partial highlight today? It's
yes.
going to look like this. Here's a photo. And that is only going to cost you $150 today. Does that sound good? Now you have options in your back pocket. So you're not feeling pressed to go back to that old emotional home of feeling bad for Karen and feeling like you want to help Karen. Look, I love to give and care for humans. That's why I literally feel like I'm yes. here. But guys, we are running a business. You can still be kind. You can still serve. You can still give back. But you also have to make money in your business.
Woo! I'm fired up. Nina Tullio. Showing up and showing out. I'm just saying. All right. So as we're going to get into this, I kind of want to like pivot into the final statement
mm-hmm.
and the motivation you want to give everyone moving forward. Cause I feel like we really got to dig deep. So this is your open forum, Ooh. Your moment to really navigate and finish this out. Where you think people are, I know you're so excited. So this is your final statements, and it doesn't have to be one. It could be A or 20. Down for it.
So I'm kind of like jumping up and down in my seat because the first thing that comes to my mind is start setting yourself up for success for your future financially.
Yes.
Start saving money now. I yes. wish somebody would have told me when I was 24, 25, when I was already, I can tell you guys that I've paid off credit card debt and maxed out all of my credit cards probably 3 times in my life where I was maxed out. I couldn't charge a thing. I had spent all of my money. And so I wish somebody would have told me that I need to start saving in my business. I wish someone would have told me that I should be setting 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever percent aside in an account that I wouldn't touch. You know, yes, I did start an IRA for my business, but guess what? I wiped that damn thing out too. So you know what I'm saying? Like I got a little bit woke for a minute, but then guess what? I fell back into my emotional home. And so my biggest thing for you is to make saving a priority. And I'm not telling you to not live your life and enjoy your life, but think about all of the money that you spend on ancillary things that you really don't need. Coffee, you know, lunches, waters, you know, all of these things that we spend as, you know, in a hair salon every single day. You know, if you cut that back half and start putting some money aside, even if it's 2% of your revenue every single month, whether you're a commission stylist or an owner,
right.
Start.
Yes.
And here's the ticket. Do the automatic withdrawal so you don't even miss it. It just goes. So that would be my first real tip, is to really start to think long term. I don't want you to ever go through what I went through in my business and also, you know, personally with finances. You know, I sold my home to keep my business. I sold my home to keep my business, and I moved into a tiny little apartment, which I absolutely loved, but I had to sell my home because of all of the mistakes that I made. And it was so painful to get out of it. And I just felt like I couldn't get ahead. And so start planning now. That would be my first, especially now, guys, because listen, we're still in COVID and we don't know what's going to happen. There's so much uncertainty. There were so many people that were affected and really didn't have a little nest egg that they could kind of pull from. We want to, you know, limit that from happening again. We can't do anything about what happened before. It's okay. It's a life lesson. But now we know that we need to be more prepared financially, and then we just have to make, you know, better decisions. That would probably be my top one that I would say. And then if we're going to go into it a little bit more, I would also say that you deserve greatness. You know, you deserve to charge your value. You deserve to say no to clients when, you know, Karen can't afford that, and then offer her an option. You deserve to have boundaries wrapped around your schedule. And you really deserve to spend money if you have it and you want to treat yourself. You know, I think that we have to get on the page of like feeling like we are worthy of these things. I live so much of my life, even up to my like my 20s, like lived so much of my life. That was just a relationship that I had with my dad that I just didn't feel worth it. And that translated to the way that I ran my business and showed up for my clients behind the chair. So if you can kind of start working on self, I always say this, self-work equals self-worth. And if you really take the time to work on you and really spend the time with yourself and understand what it is that your needs are without feeling selfish or guilty, that's where we need to be. And be okay with talking about money. Be okay with talking about that you've made some and had some discoveries and failures.
Yes.
And that's what makes us. And I think that for me, showing up on Instagram and Facebook and you know wherever I show up, it just comes from a place of true authenticity and confidence that I'm going to share this because I want you to grab onto it because it is my truth. And I'm trying to help you not fall into the pitfalls that I did. So I think we just kind of have to start getting comfortable with the things that we've been through in our lives. And it doesn't mean, listen, I'm not telling you to go on Instagram and start sharing. If you're not comfortable, you have to get to that place on your own time. But maybe you start to have a conversation with yourself that's like, why am I this way with money? Why do I feel the need to discount all of my clients? Why do I feel like I can't get that massage that I want every quarter? Like, what is it that's causing me to feel this way? That's a perfect start. And that's all that you need to do at this very moment.
Thank you so much, Nina, for really diving deep into what I think is extremely important when we're running our business, and that is money, because it keeps our doors open and everyone fed, full in their tummies and in their life. So thank you so much for being such a moving force in this industry, for sharing and being vulnerable, all of your things. Before we sign off, I will be asking my co-host, Nina, to come back in to close this podcast. It is not my lane, and you already know, but before we do,
girl, never get a day off.
No, baby, I'll never do it. But I will say is that before we head into that and my co-host come back on as my co-host, give us some resources where our amazing listeners, and if anyone new is tuning in right now, where they can find you at to help them grow themselves and grow their business.
Absolutely. So you guys know I live on Instagram. So of course you can follow my page at Nina Tullio. So just my name. Check out my website, onenagency.com. I have so many awesome freebies and things that you can download just to kind of kickstart yourself. And I would start looking to, if you're really interested in learning more about money, I love Dave Ramsey. I love a lot of the stuff that he talks about, because he talks about saving and like creating emergency funds and doing it in a small way. So that's another resource that you can kind of look into too. But of course, if you have any questions or you guys need anything at all, or something just kind of struck you today and you're like, oh my God, I need to talk to Nina about it.
Yes.
Send me a DM anytime. I'm very accessible and I'm really truly here to help you, you know, along this journey. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Nina. This is so much fun. And everyone listening, if you're really enjoying this, we'll start doing that more. And then you can let us know if you like really want a specific topic for Nina to talk about. And I will be the best Barbara Walters for all of you. Because Nina, listen, it's hard because you are a savage at interviews, honey. I think I did pull my Nina gig on and I just like delivered some
goodies
for everyone.
Yes, you did. You showed up just like you always do. I mean, I didn't expect anything less, of course. But as we move into our closing closing segment, make sure that you check out our amazing sponsor on Instagram at OligoPro. Follow my best guy at It's Mr. J. Ladner. And of course, if you need anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.